A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. When the days were completed for their purification according to the law of Moses, the parents of Jesus took him up to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord, just as it is written in the law of the Lord. Every male that opens the womb shall be consecrated to the Lord, and to offer the sacrifice of a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons, in accordance with the dictate in the law of the Lord. Now there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. This man was righteous and devout, awaiting the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him. It had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he should not see death before he had seen the Christ of the Lord. He came in the Spirit into the temple, and when the parents brought in the child Jesus to perform the custom of the law in regard to him, he took him into his arms and blessed God, saying, "Lord, now let your servant go in peace. Your word has been fulfilled. My own eyes have seen the salvation which you prepared in the sight of every people, a light to reveal you to the nations and the glory of your people, Israel." The child's father and mother were amazed at what was said about him, and Simeon blessed them and said to Mary, his mother, "Behold, this child is destined for the fall and rise of many in Israel, and to be a sign that will be contradicted, and you yourself a sword will pierce, so that the thoughts of many hearts may be revealed." The Gospel of the Lord. For good or for worse, we all know that life is punctuated with lots of waiting. Sometimes very long periods of waiting. People searching desperately for employment know what this experience is all about. My friend Santos, who has been in prison for 27 and a half years, wakes up every morning and goes to bed every night waiting, a whole lifetime of waiting. Today's Gospel of Luke paints for us the beautiful picture of the fulfillment, at last, of Simeon's long life of waiting. We taste Advent and Christmas all rolled together in this one Gospel text, the very same text that we sing each night in the office of Compline. "Lord, now let your servant go in peace. Your word has been fulfilled. My own eyes have seen the salvation which you prepared in the sight of every people, a light to reveal you to the nations and the glory of your people, Israel." Today, the fifth day of Christmas, the Scriptures invite us to open our eyes and see the faithfulness of God, the fulfillment of God's promises come true in the coming of the divine child, Jesus, our Savior. Simeon is Israel, and Simeon is all of us, and he teaches us this ancient art of patient waiting. But he also teaches us to wait with open, expectant eyes, for God's coming into our world, into our lives, always has an element of surprise, of gratuitousness, of grace. We all remember several years ago with utter awe and surprise at the rapid crumbling of the wall that once separated East and West Europe. It almost seemed unreal, if we remember, an unexpected grace. But we must not forget that this grace followed after many long and torturous years of prayerful, hopeful waiting. Faithful waiting. It was the kind of long, torturous waiting that the Israeli and Palestinian peoples live today, each and every day. Jesus' birth is God's gratuitous love which flows into hearts carved out by the faithfulness of expectant waiting. In Spanish, as in many other Latin-based languages, the verb esperar means to wait, but it is also the very same verb which means to hope. In other words, there can be no true hope without the practice of patient waiting. Old Simeon and Anna, like old Abraham and Sarah, or like old Zechariah and Elizabeth, all knew what it meant to live their lives with eyes wide open, awaiting the faithfulness of God. T.S. Eliot captures well with vivid imagery Simeon's long, wintry wait for the birth of light and hope in a poem entitled A Song for Simeon. Here's a part of that poem. Lord, the Roman hyacinths are blooming in bowls, and the winter sun creeps by the snow hills. The stubborn season has made stand. My life is light, waiting for the death wind like a feather on the back of my hand. Dust in sunlight and memory in corners, wait for the wind that chills toward the dead land. Before the time of cords and scourges and lamentation, grant us thy peace. Before the stations of the mountain of desolation, before the certain hour of maternal sorrow, now at this birth season of decease, let the infant, the still unspeaking and unspoken word, grant Israel's consolation to one who has 80 years and no tomorrow. So God is faithful. The infant, the still unspeaking and unspoken word, comes to bring the winter of waiting into the springtime of love. Simeon's eyes are tired, but the important thing is they are still open. He has seen God's salvation because he did not close his eyes in despair. As we hear in today's first reading from the first letter of John, chapter 2, the darkness is passing away, and the true light is already shining. Those who love their brothers and sisters remain in the light. Those who hate their brother and sister live in darkness. They walk in darkness and do not know where they are going because the darkness has blinded their eyes. Eyes closed to love bring blindness. Eyes open to love, so hope. We, like Simeon, have seen the gratuitous gift of salvation, born again among us this Christmas. Our long wait is over, but in a mysterious way it still continues, and we know this. The salvation is already here, and yet we wait the fulfillment of that salvation. And so we continue to wait with the infant's word now spoken, a word which guides us, and we live with the light of love, the love of our brothers and sisters, to teach us the patient expectancy of living in the here and now. A blessed Christmas and New Year to all.